Simon & Schuster Audio presents Day After Night by Anita Diamond. Read by Dagmara Dominchek.
Prologue, 1945, August. The nightmares made their rounds hours ago. The tossing and whimpering are over. Even the insomniacs have settled down. The 20 restless bodies rest, and faces aged by hunger, grief, and doubt relax to reveal the beauty and the pity of their youth. Not one of the women in Barrack C is 21, but all of them are orphans. Their cheeks press against small, military-issue pillows that smell of disinfectant. Lumpy and flat from long service under heavier heads, they bear no resemblance to the goose-down clouds that many of them enjoyed in childhood. And yet, the girls burrow into them with perfect contentment, embracing them like teddy bears. There were no pillows for them in the other barracks. No one gives a pillow to an animal. The British built Atlit in 1938 to house their own troops. It was one in a group of bases.